Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio listeners.
Welcome to Sweet Discussions. I am Sweet Dee here on a Thursday night, coming to you from the beautiful Rocky Mountains of Colorado. I happen to be a poet. You can find my work on the web at allpoetry.com. And inside that vast, beautiful website, there are various groups. I am with the group Team of Voices. It is sponsored by A.P. Taylor. That group is a cornucopia of different poets. We write about a variety of subjects. We have a great talking board and different nights of the week. We have different hosts that have a plethora of different subjects you can call in and discuss those things with us. It is a great time anytime. I'd like to thank Deb, who runs the show there. And we also have AP Taylor. We have Linda. We have Pretty Bird. She pops in once in a while, which is great. We have Sky, who does these amazing series. The Great Educator, I call her. And it's just a lot of fun to hang out with these people, talk, chat, do our thing. And tonight, we are going to be talking about the decade I pretty much went from child to grown up, and that is the 1980s. We just listened to Aerosmith, one of the great bands of the 1980s, and their song Dream On, because I think that the 80s was a lot about dreaming. The economy was shit. But we all thought it was great. We were in the great Falkland Islands War. I mean, there were some great things going on. We were winning the space race. That was the when we actually took a rocket to space and brought it back, the first time that ever happened. We were singing We Are the World, because that's what we thought we were in the United States. We were the world. We were in all kinds of things. There were great movies out. There were horrible movies out. Don't call me Shirley. the toys of the decade became the toys that we play with, that my grandchild play with. It somehow comic books became a thing, a big time thing, and now are like the still biggest things. Not like they were always a big thing, but they seem to have exploded, like, all over the place. There were things like Cabbage Patch dolls and things that just took off to ridiculousness. We were just obsessive human beings. Yes, just this obsessiveness about us in the 80s. Toby Austin, Valley Girls, which I actually fell into. I was a valley girl to the nth degree. I could talk to you like that all night, but everyone would hang up on me, and we would not have any more fun. So we're going to say hello to some people. First, I'm going to say hello to Raconteur. Hello, Racky. How are you this evening?
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
That is awesome. Then I'm going to say hello to A.P. Taylor. Thank you for being a big part of all of this. Hi, A.P., how are you?
Pleasure. I'm very good to be here.
Good, I'm glad. Then I'm going to say hello to Wayne Jett. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Well, doing all right, I guess. You know, in the 1980s, was the last real decade. Because after 1981, the personal computer came out, then the cell phones came out, the social media came out, and it's all over with. So
it's
the last
all over
real
with.
Decade.
Well, what's the last decade where we actually went out and talked to people? I think face-to-face, had conversations, and you went out to bars and things like that. I think that's very true. And hi, Deb, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so glad you're here. This is the famous Deb who started Team of Voices and brought us aboard, and life is good. And I'm going to say, if I'm lucky, if I can remember, 916, who is that?
Heather.
It is Hatter. I haven't heard his number. I've been talking about him, and he finally shows up. Hatter, the rock and roll world just exploded in the 1980s with the big hair bands. Those were the ballad years. Yeah, the pretty boy bands with the big voices and the big ballads. Big ballads. Yeah. Awesome.
And some good remnants of the 70s rock. Some of those are still there.
Oh, absolutely. But we had some big hair and big voices in the 80s. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. I knew a couple guys that with big hair.
Yeah, I knew a couple guys. A couple guys with big hair. My favorite big hair was on Kip Winger, though. He was my man. So, I love Kip Winger hair. It was just lovely.
It got a little ridiculous.
Yes.
But
he was my man. He was my guy. I think they all made a lot of money, didn't they?
Oh, Bon Jovi.
I've lost it just as quickly.
Not Bon Jovi.
Some of them didn't. No.
Poison.
Well, you know.
Money for the man.
Oh, Poison. Make the money for the man. Like Tom Petty.
What's the price here? Well, Leonard Skinner did it too. We're working for RCA.
Yeah.
Billie Jean came out in the 80s. Total Eclipse of the Heart was in the 80s.
Yeah. It was all crazy. So that's excellent. I had a lot of fun. I definitely did.
Just don't wear your sunglasses
tonight. Tears for Fears and Simply Red. And
see, there's so many.
Yeah.
So many.
Just don't wear your sunglasses.
Well, we had to. So, Mr. AP, do you have to do a read and run?
I would probably should. Yes, sweet, if that's okay.
Okay. That's always okay. Disappointing to me, but okay.
Okay. Well, yes. I'm red alert for a package, so I have to be.
Ooh. All right.
This is on the board. Red, yellow, and green, and it goes a little bit like this. Once an apple was simply a fruit. The skin was red, yellow, or green, while Oracle was a witness moot of juices thus extracted or gleaned. But then technology intervened, for birds used to twitter on high, then, without a question, gleaned resolved to X across a musky lie. At was simplified to circle dash. There were websites with a .com. Google its opponents did bash, still Bing and Yahoo struggle on. A Tesla, a tool to harvest timber, BYD initials and MG British saw. Electricity future still in a limber, taxis will soon fly in Singapore. And my phone, a Nokia began, a Swedish design, 80s red. But now I'm back to fruit plan, still grey, an iPhone, an iPad, built by Apple, metallic theme, the shadows of a grey sheen. End poem.
Bravo. I really like that. Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Good old Apple. He came to save us all in the 1980s with a bitter split. Oh, nobody could stay married in the 80s either. Oh, so sad. Well, it happens. I like this a lot. I like how you went through it. You know, back in the 80s when he was stealing the ideas from other people, but he came out in the end. This is really good. I like our act was simplified to a circle dash. There was websites with .com. Google and its opponents did bash. Still Bing and Yahoo struggled on. Yeah, we don't hear much from AOL anymore, do we?
even though it's hanging out there.
No, Chris Rock. Yes.
And everybody misses that lovely sound, that whatever it was.
You got mail.
Yes. Don't we all miss that? Lord knows I certainly don't, but that was annoying.
You know what modems this for, right?
No.
A modulator, demodulator.
Well, see, I have no idea. There you go. Brilliant, Mr. AP, brilliant. A Swedish design, 80s rad. I love that, by the way, too. You threw in a little bit of Dolly Girl in your poem. So I'm digging that.
Very much.
Very, very cool. And we'll go starting with Deb. Deb, your thoughts.
Well, you know, Once an apple was simply a fruit, my mind for some reason went right to an apple a day keeps the doctor away type of thing. And then as you read on and introduced all the new technology and the stuff like that, I've also found it really, really cool, and all the name dropping, Bing and Yahoo, and it's awesome. But by the end I was thinking that it's really a shame that it took it being electronics for people to really dive into that an apple a day thing, because if people were as glued to the fruit as they are to the electronics, they'd be much healthier. So it just struck me kind of weird, but I love the poem. I think it came out really cool.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give Wayne a comment.
All right. Well, this really brings back a lot of thoughts about who we were and where we've been and where we are. Personal computers wasn't really sold until 1991. Most people think it was before that, but there wasn't. And cell phones, there wasn't. You couldn't talk on a cell phone, go over a block away hardly without it cutting off until 96. And we had beepers back then.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot has changed in 96, in 35 years. The whole world has changed, in fact. It's a whole different world. And I don't know which one's better. I think back then it might even be better. But I like your poem. The poem brought back a whole lot of memories. Great job.
And then Hatter, you get a comment, and then AP, you get to pick 1 through 7.
Okay. Oh. I'm muted. Red, yellow, and green. What was the part? The .com. thing. You mentioned Yahoo struggling, is it once or twice? This was right when everything was so volatile and millions were being made.
Yep.
On the internet. It was very good at being able to cover everything.
Crazy. You found out a name and you put some stuff behind it and people give you valuations of dollars. Anyway, see, fun, but man.
Now.
1 to 7. Well, I have to choose now, but even what we found out from last week, it has to be 5.
Okay. It has to be 5. We shall do 5. It has to be 5. Okay. So, for a mere 100 points.
Yes.
You will go with 5. What daytime soap opera star became a nighttime comedy superstar?
I don't know.
Here's a hint.
Ask it again.
What daytime soap opera star became a nighttime comedy superstar? And I will give you a hint. He was in a show that included such phrases as "cut it out" and how rude.
Probably not help me. I'll go Roseanne Barr.
No, Roseanne Barr was not a soap opera star.
No, I know. I said I was going to struggle with it, but I tried. I got an answer. I did. I gave an answer, sweet. Wrong. I gave an answer.
Okay. I will
Kelly
give
Ripken.
It up now. No.
Here we go. Ripken. Ripken.
Do we get to guess?
Yeah. You can guess.
Yes. Billy Crystal?
He was on a sitcom, Comedy Night Star, Nighttime Star, in a show that used phrases are now cut it out or how rude. Daytime superstar on General Hospital.
Oh, that wasn't going to help me.
I don't know. The only how rude that comes to mind is that little girl.
Not Kelly Ripa. No, not Kelly Ripa.
John Stamos was his name.
Oh, it's him.
He was Blackie on, yeah, John Stamos. He was Blackie on General Hospital for several years, and he then became, now I forgot the damn character's name.
Uncle Jesse?
No, Uncle Jesse on Full House, Uncle Jesse, and they're cut it out and how rude, along with the famous twins, the Olsen twins.
That's right.
That was that. They're big, big in So nobody got the 100 bonus points on the 1980 question.
No.
There you go.
There you go. Well,
but on the show, they weren't twins, right? They were just used as twins. They were twins.
They were just used
in the show?
No, they weren't. They were not twins on the show. They were just one kid.
One kid.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. One minute to the other. Have a great
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye. See you.
Bye.
But in 1980, John Stamos was one of the most popular daytime soap opera stars ever. The General Hospital was just full of him.
I'll give you that, I wouldn't call him a comedian. I'm sorry.
No, I said nighttime comedy, sitcom, comic. I didn't say comic.
Oh, all right.
I didn't say he was a comic. He
right.
was a nighttime comedy. Yeah, don't get my face there, Rack.
You know, another one that switched genres basically was Rick Springfield.
Yeah, he was also on the same General Hospital. Matter of fact, him and John Stamos were adversaries
buddies?
At the time. Yes,
they were sharing the cover of Teen USA.
He was Luke's nephew or something like that. He had something to do with Luke. So it was quite interesting.
Was he his father?
He was a doctor.
No, he was not Luke's father.
Springfield was a doctor.
Yes. So this 1980s soap opera star became a huge sitcom star in the 90s.
I wouldn't call him a comic.
What about you, Deb? Deb, are you a... Oh, there's my pretty bird.
She became a comic, too.
Yes. Hi, pretty bird. How are you?
I've just been listening to you for the last little bit. Y'all just talking.
Do you believe I had so much trouble with that one?
I know the answer.
Didn't I kill you?
You always do when you're on hold.
I know. No, she knew the answer because it was one of her questions. All right, Deb, I know you've got to probably go get your son. So we're going to go ahead and run yours. You want to read it or you want me to play the audio?
Play, please.
All right. So let me get you up on that board. Well, you know, Freiberg will do that
play
for me.
A song?
Because, oh, my God, I don't even have my board up. I lost my whole team of voices.
Yeah,
board.
I just need to hear you laugh before I go, sweet. That's all.
Okay. All right, Blog Talk Radio. All right, here we go. Boom.
Sorry to Break It to You by Deborah Lee. Baby, look into my eyes. We, like, totally need to talk. Well, you know, YOLO and all that, totally, but OMG, you know? I am so not licking that. I mean, are you serious? It's not going to happen. No way, no how. I mean, like, it looks awesome. Like, you're a badass. I'm so sure you're a super dude, like cool beans, really. You're wicked hot and killer sweet. It's TTFN, though. Hasta la vista, baby. See you later, alligator. Baby, it's not you. It's me. I mean, like, oops, my bad. You're way cool. But I think we should just be friends. Really, you know? Live and let live, to each his own. You just don't understand me. You're upset, like, you know? I'm so sure absence makes the heart grow fonder, but, like, you need to just get over it. Totally get on with your life. Don't let it get to you, you know? You are stronger than you know. Keep your chin up and make sure you stop and smell the roses. Life goes on one step at a time. Easy does it. Just put one foot in front of the other. Hold on tight. Don't put the coffee on. I'm not staying. Can't you see, like, it totally wasn't meant to be? I need my space. I need to spread my wings and fly. I want to stick my toes in the water, you know? Don't cry. Don't be mad. Just get over it. It's all my fault. I'm sorry. Wish it didn't have to be like this. Just blame it on me. The heart wants what the heart wants. And, well, you know, I'm so ready to take a leap of faith. It's my time to shine. It seems only fair, really. I'm so sure you agree. It's out of my control. I can't help myself. It's not my fault. It's like the clock is ticking and I'm not getting any younger. It's touch and go sometimes, you know? Like, totally sucks. Time to step up to the plate. Just walk away. Let me go. Chew up and spit out buzzwords. Like, totally go off the deep end. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Go swim with the sharks. What else can you do? Pull up your big boy pants and get a life. I need to dip my toes and test the water. Then jump in with both feet. My eyes are wide open and my head is held up high. I am so not biting off more than I can chew because I, as they say, too many cooks spoil the soup. It gets me like no one ever has. He's the one, you know? I can't live without him. We are perfect for each other. I think of him every minute of every day. Can't get enough. I never meant to hurt you, but my heart belongs to him. He is mine. I am his, always and forever and ever. I am stone cold, 100% head over heels in love with Bob. He is true blue, solid gold, with Energizer Bunny stamina. He's my battery-operated boyfriend.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
That's awesome. I love it. Ta-ta for now, baby. Oh, God. Why not?
Like he's bobbing in the ocean.
You know, don't put Bob in the ocean. I like Bob.
The motion in the ocean.
Totally. Totally keep Bob. He plays good jazz. He's got the right sachet. He's got the right... Never mind.
Hey, it's not you. It's me.
Not you. It's me. No, it's Bob. You got to compete. Sorry. You don't compute. This is fabulous. I love all the wording, the way you say it. It's great. It's just got the heart wants what the heart wants, but it's really not the heart. It's down below the belly button and just above everything else. So find the right button and you got the right... Never mind, I'm not going to say that on the radio. But anyway, this is fabulous. Let's hold it tight. One foot in front of the other. Just keep going. I don't need the coffee. I've already got the buzz. So move on. So this is great. Yeah, I really...
Thank you, sweet.
This. You're welcome. Let's hear back over here at Blog Talk Radio. And Wayne, I'm going to give this one to you first.
Well, I'm not a good person for right now. We got a storm coming through. My computer's locked up. I can't see nothing. I'm totally lost. I'm at the...
Aww.
It's bad. I can't see nothing.
Oh, no. Wayne, reboot that bitch and come on back.
I'm trying to get fixed. I'll be back.
All right. You best be, or I'll be hurt. Raconteur, how about you?
Well, I can't see nothing either, but I sure heard her. As a matter of fact, I heard that all through the 80s, so, you know, I was having twitching flashbacks throughout that whole piece. I think you traumatized me, Deb. Totally.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to talk
you.
About
you were just supposed to...
It wasn't you, Deb. It was me.
That's right. Let's talk about being traumatized. Heather, how about your big sis talking about her vibrator?
I know. I ain't getting... what was I going to say?
He weren't going to say anything. He just hummed.
I am so not looking at. I'm serious. I mean, you're a cool guy.
That's what
super
he said.
Dude. You're wicked and killer sweet. It's TTFN, though. Ta-ta for now, right? Hasta la vista, baby.
Ta-ta for now.
It's you, not me. Maybe it's
wow.
You. No, it's not you. It's me.
It's me.
Bob. Bob's up and
totally.
Down.
Totally.
The ocean.
Totally.
Water, man. I started doing that same thing. How many catchphrases or little sayings I could grab from the 80s? And then it just sort of self-imploded on me, so it wasn't very good.
Yeah, well, there was I practiced to be able to make it fit within 3 minutes, but I could have never read it live and be guaranteed to stay in the 3 minutes, so I thought, let me just listen this time. I'm looking at the blast from the past at some of the people that have commented here. I'm like, Andy's on there, and James Bond is on there.
Wow.
2016, get out of town. Oh, sorry.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Jeez, everyone's speechless. Wasn't that bad?
And Pretty Bird, your thoughts.
Sorry, I'm on mute because my dog was eating cheese very loudly. I love this. It reminded me, because I was talking to Sweet earlier about, you know, all those retro 80s things, like what are some of the stuff, and like has to be probably the most used and forgotten of things that came from the 80s, because it's just so commonplace. Everything was like that full Valley Girl, like totally like this, like that, all over the place. It wasn't like that before that, and you got that absolutely perfect. And so I love that. Big fan of Bob, by the way. And so kudos. Gotta love a girl who knows what she likes. And I'm not looking at that. Was hysterical. Absolutely. No way, no how. I'm like, well, oh, I feel bad. Nobody wants to hear that on a date. But that was absolutely hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. And it completely brought me back to my probably number one guilty pleasure movie, which is Valley Girl. Don't tell anybody. I mean, that is a crap movie, but I love that movie. It's Nicolas Cage before he was all scrawny and fixed his teeth. I mean, you got to love it. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then, you know, the friend is the girl that plays Tommy Pickles or the Rugrats. It's just all the things. She's like Dottie on Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I'm all factions of slight nerd. We're good. But, yeah, so that took me right back there. So awesomeness.
She's also a singer.
Oh, yeah, she has a wonderful voice. I mean, she's not a professional singer. She tried, but it didn't work. But she has an awesome voice. She was on The Voice as well.
Cool. An awesome comment. Thank you.
Awesome.
I mean, if I can go a little off color, it's a little odd that in that movie, you know, the voice of Tommy Pickles goes, you know, tits out. But, you know, hey. It was before she was Tommy Pickles, so it's fine.
All right, so we're totally smoothing to the totally rad Valley Girl who loves her buzz and friends. I love it. Probably one of my favorite things to do, but I was too busy having babies. I wasn't too into that, but okay. So, Deb, pick.
Yes,
five
ma'am.
Is out, so pick 1 through 9.
Well, because of your show, I'll try 2, since that's supposed to be my
all
lucky
right.
number.
Okay. Where did the Valley Girl language originate?
What was that? Where what?
Where did the Valley Girl language originate? My trivia is not easy.
From California?
Okay. I can give you 50 points for that. But can you be more detailed?
Oh, wait, okay. Let's be logical here. It has to have something to do with a valley. Simi Valley, what the hell valley is right out there?
San Fernando.
Are you
try
Deb?
That
is that a...
We'll split.
Yes,
sorry.
San Fernando.
We can split.
San Fernando.
Yep.
The only one I could think of was Simi Valley, so, yeah, no.
It is San Fernando.
Totally. All right,
yep.
I got to go. Sweet, just push mine when you push the others. My next color is yellow.
Yellow. It's, all right, not a problem. I will do that.
Thank you, my dear. Nice hearing everyone. Love and respect.
Bye, hon.
Peace out.
Sounds like somebody's been chewing on a bone.
That's my dog existing.
That's dog. Awesome. Oh, all right.
I'm sorry. Let me get rid of this.
Not a problem. You get rid of what you got to get rid of.
The volume. I forgot the TV was on. The volume up. So I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. No, you're not at all.
That's
all
great.
About the
peace tonight. You might say that.
No, I speak. Then let's put your piece up there, Mr. J. Hatter.
Okay. come on.
I got it.
Yeah. to speak, Kyle.
Oh, you got it. All right.
Is that the one?
Oh, no.
Okay,
yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it. It was like this. All I could hear was, where's the beef? From the Burger Wars of 74 to the Coupon Queens from Hell. Two for one if your geeter done, and they are no longer here for sale. Questions remain about who's insane and whose world is incomplete. Tell me now, do you speak cow? And tell me, where's the beef?
I know.
That's awesome. I like it, though, because Where's the Beef was just one of the biggest logos that was out there in the 80s. I mean, you had, what was the other one? Okay, Plop Plop Fizz Fizz came out of the 80s, which
that was
everyone
the 70s.
Thinks is, I don't really.
It was the
all
70s
right.
Because that was in a play I did in third grade, and that was 1978.
Okay.
All right, all right. Who's insane? I'll give
me.
You 500 points.
Crazy Eddie?
I'll give you 500. What was his name?
Crazy Eddie? His prices were insane.
What was his name?
Is it not Eddie?
It was his first name, but...
I'm sorry. Ask the question again. I didn't hear it.
Uh-huh. Well, you posed the question in your poem. You said, who's insane?
He's insane.
Yeah. Pretty boy got half the answer. She said Crazy Eddie, but it is Eddie Antar was his name.
Yeah, but in the commercial, it says his thing is just Crazy Eddie. It doesn't say his last name. So,
well, there's Mikey.
Oh, there's Mikey likes it. Yeah.
Well, he won't like it. He hates everything.
Yeah, he hates everything.
He likes it.
That's
yeah. And didn't they bring the Oscar Mayer Wiener thing back in the 80s?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? That was one of them.
Did you really get Bob?
Where's the beef was the number
Oscar Mayer was my baloney.
Pardon me, do you give me a great coupon?
Quack, quack, waddle, waddle. I gotta help Joey here. Hold on.
I had underwear that said, there's the beef.
OMG. Oh, that's funny.
God, that is funny. All right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of more.
I'm back, sweet.
You're back.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
I personally missed it. It's time to make the donuts, guys.
Oh, I love that candle.
Time to make the donuts.
Maybe she's born with it. Burger King's have it your way.
Maybe. It's
the quick pick-her-up. The quick picker-upper.
Let go my ego.
Let go my ego.
And do you know the Mr. Clean anthem?
Mr. Clean?
No.
It's a whole song.
When you know it's clean. Yes, it is. It is a whole song. It's a fabulous song. I do not know the whole anthem, but I know it's a song.
Are you going to sing it, Pretty Bird?
Oh, no.
Oh, what a relief it is.
How's the seltzer?
Let me know it's clean.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I do not know it.
Mr. Clean. That's a very long, long, long song. And yeah. I was like, I could do the chorus, which is, Mr. Clean, get rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's got to be worth at least 100
points. That's fabulous.
Okay, here's some trivia. The Band-Aid song, I am stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid stuck on me. And the State Farm song, the Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there, were both written by, does anybody know?
That's the top
head.
Okay, Barry Manilow.
Really?
I might be a fan of Low. Shh, yes.
Yes.
He did jingles, and he was already a star, and he did these jingles and that nobody ever knew that he did.
That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Med Alert.
Is that the one
hysterical.
I fell down?
Yes, I've fallen and I can't get up.
You got to pause. I've fallen and I can't get up.
The best invention of the 80s was the clapper.
Oh, God.
And the bedazzler, but the clapper. Clap on, clap off. I cannot. I still want one.
Oh, a little penicillin will get rid of it.
OMG.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, my goodness. You know, the best, worst things, commercials ever, back when commercials used to do more than just suck, were those AT&T commercials. You know, reach out and touch someone. That would just make you cry because they're horrid.
How pity the fool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, man.
I pity the fool. All right. How about
Bueller?
We throw up my crap.
You have
we
crap.
Can do that. I have crap.
You're
I
crapping
have
on the board.
I am, you know, it's not on the board. I never put it on the board
for a while. She's got that crap.
I know. It's not on the board. I don't know why. I don't always put it on my own board.
Hold on, take you away.
I'm kind of bad like that. I'm really bad at that.
Calgon, take me away.
Yes. I like that I didn't speak Tal. Did anybody, wait a minute, I got so carried away with all of that stuff. Stop. Pretty Bird, what did you think of Hatter's poem?
Oh.
You know, my aunt used to work at Wendy's at the time that came out, and she happened to be 5 foot and maybe a half an inch in sneakers. And so for the next who knows how many years, anybody who looked at her asked her where the beef was, which I thought was absolutely hysterical. And while I was a snarky teenager and gave her 1,000 raunchy comebacks, she never said a single one. But this took me right there. I love that old lady. In those commercials, I couldn't see over the counter, over her steering wheel. Because I live in Florida. I grew up in South Florida, land of the retirement villages. And so, yeah, the biggest cars were pretty much driven by the shrinking, you know, portion of society as far as height goes. And so that it wasn't far off of my reality. And so, again, these are just taking me right back to those lovely, lovely things. Where's the beef? And back in the day, before they shrunk some of the buns, it really did look like that. You got a McDonald's cheeseburger, and it was all bun, and the beef did not go anywhere near the edge of that bun. And then there was, like, a pickle in the middle. And lopsided squirts of, like, mustard and ketchup. So, yes, absolutely. You took me right back there. I don't speak cow, but I could tell you where the beef is if you ask me nice.
That's right.
Hey, the burger wars were great.
And
I was a Coke versus Pepsi commercial kind of girl. Those were awesome.
No Coke, Pepsi.
I like that. And let's see. Wayne, do you want to comment? And then we'll put your poem up to read, because I know you're in the middle of a storm.
Yeah, it's going to be right. Yeah, if I had money for nothing, I'd buy me a Wendy single right now. But if I had some great, pardon me, if I had some great fun, great point. But it always brings back a lot of memories to me, because I was in my prime in the 80s, so I remember all this stuff. It's fun.
Now read your poem.
Thank you.
Now your poem's up.
This is called, have you ever heard that? It goes like this. Where's the beef? Heard you say. Hoping you'd have it your way. Except burgers taste great, that's filling. But you can't eat just one without spilling. Just do it, and don't leave home without it. You deserve a break today. Don't try to quit. Man, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I need a Coca-Cola. It's the real thing. Let's go. We try to touch someone. I've fallen. I can't get up. It isn't fun. I wish you were a quicker picker-upper. No, a Bud Light. Take on my egg roll. We'll fight. I wish I had money for nothing. Chicks for free. No shit, Sherlock. I'll be back. Fucking A. I pity the fool. Hey, can you hear me now? You got milk? Got milk? If not, you'll have to hear me. You have to do the do. Smooth it, silky. Hey, Mikey, I think he likes it. It's the king of beers. Oh, what a relief it is. I can hear our both ears. Ian?
That's awesome.
You forgot. What's this?
That is fabulous. I wish I had nothing for nothing, chicks for free. You know, shit, Sherlock, I'll be back. Fucking A, I pity the fool. You have so many great things in here. Hey, Mikey, king of the beers. Oh, what a relief. Just do it. Don't leave home without it. I think that you handled all of them. I think this is perfect. This is just like... So many of them. This is great. Go ahead, Hatter.
I think the, hey, can you hear me now? It should be the chorus. This should be a parody. The lyrics will come out and go, hey, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
I heard you then, but I can't hear you now.
Oh, I'm falling. I can't get up.
Clapper, heard the clapper. Good one. That grandma on that old commercial, she bangs her hands together freaking hard.
Grandma's clapper. Bam, bam. Calm down. You got that much energy, you can get up and turn the light on yourself.
Hey, sleepy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty Bird, your thoughts?
Well, we still had...
Sorry, didn't mean to
interrupt you. Each one of these came with a visual commercial like snippet in my brain, like I'm flipping through the channels circa 1986, which I absolutely, absolutely appreciate. I haven't thought of tastes great, less filling for the longest. Which automatically took me for some reason to you've got your peanut butter and my chocolate, you've got your chocolate and my peanut butter, because it's all things Reese's.
Oh, isn't that the Energizing Rabbit started too?
Peter Pan, peanut butter, because I am all about the silly jingles. I was talking to Rack the other day because I heard on a reel somewhere that, the Chia Pet song, is nobody ever says how it's the same as Sanford and Sons, and I'm just like, now I can't get that out of my head. And so this took me to all the things. So fabulous.
I had a lifelong friend, a buddy of mine I went to school with, played football. Every Christmas, I gave him a Chia Pet.
That's awesome.
Uh, Chita. And then there was Bob Uecker.
That's awesome.
Let's talk Bob Uecker.
I knew him.
That's funny. And rack your thoughts on this.
Wayne, you know, I still can't figure out how old you are, because some days, you know, it feels like, you know, you were born, you know, God knows when, and then some days it feels like you're old as dirt, and some days it feels like you're still a kid. So don't ever lose that.
Sometimes
don't ever lose
feel
that.
Like a sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Exactly. You've been around the block a couple of times, and you did an amazing job capturing, you know, you called it, you know, you're the prime of your life. I was going to call it my salad years myself, because, you know, that was when I turned 20 in the middle of the 80s, or the beginning of that. But, yeah, so I had a lot of fun in the 80s, and, you know, what some people call bad TV, I call, you know, my youth. So
right.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
since you guys are my people. You said TV, and my mind went game show. Best game show ever in the 1980s. Y'all better be with me, because I will be sad in my heart if you are not.
Can I guess?
Yes.
The one with the little devils. The board with get the whammies. Press your luck.
Whammies, yeah.
No whammy.
Good guess. No, the best 80s TV game show ever, in my humble opinion, was Remote Control. I can sit there and watch a marathon of that thing forever with all those sideways televisions and people in the recliner on MTV. It was all the videos all the time. And if you love music in the 80s, it was like, you know, a big flex to have gotten all of those right in that final bonus round. That's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I love that.
I remember.
That was one of my favorites.
Chucky.
All right, Hatter, 1 through 3. Let's go 5. Okay, 3. Did Tom Cruise learn to fly a fighter jet in Top Gun?
No.
Can I say that again?
Did Tom Cruise learn to fly his own fighter jet in Top Gun?
His own?
Yes.
No.
Wrong.
It wasn't his.
Not only did he learn. Well, okay.
You mean...
Did Tom Cruise fly a military fighter jet, he flew one
F-15 Tomcat, I believe.
Yes, he did. And he did his own stunts.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
You know, I told him, Tom, better just, you know, do your own stunts. He said, okay. Because us in California, we always hang out with the movie stars.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad to hear that.
That's because you're a movie star yourself, right, Hatter?
Well, yeah. We all have part-time jobs because we're some Surf's Up. We all got to hit it. The bosses understand that.
You play a waiter on the weekends.
Thing is, back, I don't understand how you guys back east with the ball games that don't start till 10 o'clock at night. What's up with that? How do you get anything done the next day? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, what's the other night? Look in.
Well, we have to start late. We got to allow for you California people to you know, get...
I knew it was coming. Yeah, you're right. You're right. In Hawaii is even worse. Mm-hmm. I think the East Coast set shuts down during World Series when they're a home team like the Yankees or the Boston. They pretty much know I'm not coming into work tomorrow.
Well,
Yeah.
And the Raiders moved to Las Vegas.
You guys are
nut jobs. What's up with that?
I don't know. Well, you didn't even talk about all of that.
It's deja vu all over again.
I know. Okay, back
really
here.
Been here once before.
So, I am going to, where I was at, Team of Voices.
Throw Pity Bird under the bus.
Just wait and get another
No,
two.
I'm going to go. Yeah, you got it. So I'm going to go into my decade.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Flappers?
No. Oh, you're cruel.
Mickey,
older than me.
Mickey Mouse Club? Mickey Mouse Club, yeah.
Oh, wow, you are full of yourself tonight.
Three's Company. There you go.
Three's Company. There you go.
The song's in my head.
Oh, no,
yes. Pretty Bird. I'll be Janice, and Pretty Bird can be the cute one.
Come on, knock on my door. I'll be waiting for you.
Knock on my door. Yep. All of those
Where
things.
The kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's Company, too.
Yep. All of the fun stuff. All right. Yep. Here we go. My decade, 1980. The decade that started with a child and ended with a woman. High school and marriage vows, babies on hips were loud. Ronald Reagan's second term, first time my vote was heard. Princess Di's wedding, yes, I cried, 1 million teardrops in the crowd. Mount St. Helen blows off her face, U.S. winning the space race. Radical, oh my God, totally awesome, the need for speed, music on MTV. Aquanet's hair is super glue, E.T. is phony home, party started in Germany. Knocking down the Berlin Wall. Baby boys start to grow. Batman and Robin forever friends. Now tattooed above their hearts. Brothers through thick and thin. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Live and breathe. It should be alive and breathe. Don't call me Shirley. And Kip Winger is my dream. Rock and roll. Big ballads rage. I was the perfect age. So many wondrous things I discovered in the decade of 1980. End poem.
Oh, awesome. I love that there were Batman and Robin. Do they really have those tattoos?
Yes, they do.
That is just all the feels. Just all the feels, all the feels, all the feels. But, oh, yeah, I remember all of this. I also remember the 1984 Olympics, and I was in love with all the male gymnasts. I'm just saying, the 80s were pretty good. I love all of this. I love all of this. You know, all of it from Tip Winger on, like all of it. I love the big ballads. Because you know those, and the hairband, you know, metal era. So everybody had those that one rock ballad on the album, that one thing, you know, and it was a big deal. Those were like usually their biggest hits, which I always thought, or amongst their biggest hits, which I always found kind of ironic, being that all the rest of their stuff was usually kind of ragey. And I'm like, well, that's all right then. it was awesome. This is just an entire story in and of itself, and I love that you took a stare with you. How this is like all the highlights, like the highlight reel of the 1980s. That's awesome. So, Hatter, what are your thoughts?
Kip Winger. Was that Bosom Buddies? Who was Kip Winger?
He's a lead singer
from
for the band
Winger.
For what band?
Winger.
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 Like his last name?
Oh, Winger. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I like the references Batman and Robin. I have a page on Facebook that I have to go maintain every once in a while. It's about it's titled "Growing Up in the 70s, 60s and 70s," and everything. The gadgets, kitchen gadgets, to drive-in theaters, to, you know, stuff they don't have anymore. So, reminded me of that. Baby boys start to grow, Batman and Robin forever. And I was in fourth grade when Batman came out. That could be a way.
Take that one out of context. Batman came out.
I don't think that you, in 1940s. Or the 1930s. I don't think you were in the fourth grade.
Oh, the 60s.
I think it was a TV show.
Batman and Robin.
I'm thinking comic books.
And track your thoughts.
When did Batman come out? I didn't know that he admitted he was. Never mind.
Funny.
That was a great poem. You know, I heard it in Kurt Loder's voice from MTV. Just you know, that was just it took me back. I mean, we're about the same when it comes to that. And you know, the trivia was fantastic, and yeah, it really it encapsulates a lot of memories. It really, really does. It is a great piece, Sweet.
Thanks.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
Well, I almost forgot about my Hayden's Hell's blowing up. That was a pretty big bang. And Tear Down the Wall by Pink Floyd. That was big. Tear Down the Wall. Ron Reagan had some credit for it. Ron Reagan was a star back then, too. He was a big star. And all I can say is Nanu Nanu. I want my MTV.
Nanu Nanu. Oh, my God, I love
Mark
that show.
Mark and Mindy.
Great job, Sweet.
Yeah, that was a great show. Thank you. Awesome.
Shotspot.
Hey, you know what a gay horse eats?
Hey!
What?
People are full of this tonight. I think it's hilarious, but
don't say it.
Hoping Gress calls us. No, I didn't say that. I thought it was hilarious. Pretty Bird.
I didn't tell the joke yet.
Yes, love.
What did he eat?
Would
what
you
he?
Like to? What does he eat?
Hey.
Good Lord. Pretty Bird, would you like to read Lawrence 67?
Sure.
He does have permission. Everybody on the board has permission. It is funny.
That's funny.
It is funny.
If you're Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Okay, he is on the board.
We don't play that.
Okay, this is News Bulletin by Lawrence 67. And it goes like this. News Bulletin. Special News Bulletin. Let me just start over because apparently I'm tongue-tied. News Bulletin. Special News Bulletin. We interrupt your All Poetry contest for the Special News Bulletin. We have just confirmed media reports that the All Poetry phenomenon known as Lawrence 67 was quarantined for the coronavirus. According to the arresting officer, Mr. 67 was over the legal limit of coronas and tequilas in a statement from his court-appointed attorney, Mr. Shady Grady. Don't appeal, let us make a deal, senior. Oh, that's hysterical. Lawrence 67 has been charged with running over some medians and red lights and not stopping at a DUI AP driving under the influence of All Poetry checkpoint. His defense was, how could I stop if I didn't see them? This is some bullshit. This has been a special news bulletin from the warped mind of one Lawrence 67. And now we now return you to your poetry addiction. I'm dying. This is hysterical.
Quite sure what it has to do with the 80s, but it is hysterical. Legal limit of coronas and tequilas. Now, I'm hoping this refers to Jimmy Buffett, and I'm going to veer it right back to the 80s theme. So, here we go. I do enjoy the lovely influence of checkpoints and a lot of DUIs, and they were very popular in the 80s, and I do love the arresting Mr. Oh, my God. I got to find his name. Mr. Shady, don't appeal. Let us make a deal. Court-appointed attorney, Mr. Shady Grady. That, by the way, is hilarious. So I love this attempt. I'm sure there's much more to it, but I have a really bad cold and took flu medicine, so I'm starting to kind of fade, guys, so please keep me up and going. Stopping at DUIP. Checkpoint. This is very interesting to me, and the special bulletin confirmed reports that the All Poetry Phenomenon. Mr. Lawrence 67, you have some of the greatest sense of humor, and I am enjoying quite a few metaphors that you have running through here. And Pretty Bird, please, as my foggy mind goes, go at it.
This is just cracking me up with quarantine for the coronavirus, because, you know, he was over the legal limit of coronas and tequilas. I'm like, well, yeah, yeah, that's where the most creativity comes from, because your mind is free and it is sliding down that giant slippy slide of well lubricated, you know, uninhibited thoughts. So love that. I'm not an alcoholic, it's fine. But yeah, that Mr. Shady Grady, don't appeal, let us make a deal senior was just flipping hysterical, absolutely hysterical. And then, you know, because we are in 80s mode, as soon as I saw lettuce, my mind went to all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. No lie. As soon as I saw that, my brain glitched into that whole entire commercial. So my apologies for the sticky read, but this is absolutely hysterical. Like, good job.
Oh, that's funny, because Mr. Shady Grady reminded me of O.J. Simpson's attorney.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Which one?
I'm just saying. The one
all of them.
For the wife's murder. Yeah, that's true. It just did. It just reminded Mr. Shady, don't appeal. Let us make a deal.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Johnny Cochran.
Cochran, yeah. Mr. Shady Grady. I don't know why he did, but that was my thought. How are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, the I like the way you put it, the legal limit of coronas and tequilas. When they had those vehicle inspections that were basically DUI checkpoints before the legality, however they fixed it, I got caught up in one at these two main intersections. I got pulled over. Just following me was this tule fog coming in from the river, and it was thick. Well, they pulled me over. It was like right behind me, so they couldn't see the cars coming down the road. It was a main thoroughfare. So they have to do the sobriety test. And I'm actually leaning against the freaking CHP, the highway patrol car, because they're so worried. They're looking up for these cars that they can hear but can't see coming out. So I'm actually leaning against the car doing the sobriety test. They had to let me go. Thank God for the fog.
Yeah.
And I was holding.
That's awesome. Okay, so let me see what else we have up here, guys. Rack, your thoughts.
I think Lauren 67 should have, you know, writing sitcoms instead of poetry. You know, he's got a great sense of humor. And just to date myself, you know, all you people are saying about Grady, Grady was Red Fox's best friend on Sanford and Son, so that's where my head went. So that's how old I am. But you know, he spent the 80s in the drunk tank, apparently. You know, he got pulled over one too many times. That was awesome, Lawrence. Next time, don't hire your lawyers from Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
You know, at some time during the 80s, and I don't know when it exactly was, when they put a – it still had the good old boys where a cop could pull you over and say, am I going to see this hot rod again tonight? And to promise you you'll take it home, he'll let you off, write you a ticket. It was the good old boys. You know, you didn't do anything wrong. You know, maybe speeding. But as soon as they mounted a camera on a cruiser, that all changed. Cops got uptight.
Yeah.
And couldn't let anybody off.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
All right. Wayne, your thoughts.
I depended on that.
Well, makes me hear, this kind of thing makes me hear sirens. Lawrence 67 is pretty good what he writes. He's a great narrative. And I wrote, I'll be back. I need a drink. And like the great Lawrence 67 said, this is some bullshit.
How rude.
All right. How rude. So
that's what
this
he did.
Is.
Sure
that
is.
I know. This crew now.
This is next one is going to be Time Capsule by Jay Showalter or Shoewalter. Sorry if I mispronounced your name.
Is that the J-A-Y-E, Jay?
Yes, yes. This is a fabulous poem that actually should be nominated for the front page. It's called Time Capsule. Let's dunk ourselves in memories of 1980 reveries. And looking back, you may recall what life is like for one and all. The phones have cords, they stay indoors. The princess tops the line. Outdoors, we talk inside a box by filling it with dimes. We look up names in books on chains. The call connects with chimes. They don't take photos, cannot text. They aren't small and thin. They're shaped like Garfield, Mickey Mouse, and Harley Davidson's. We all throng for Donkey Kong to local game arcades, Super Mario, Pac-Man, Pong, pinball. That's what we play. While camcorders and fax machines are our unknown entities, Cabbage Patch dolls are bad beneath each Christmas tree. We cheer the Dukes of Hazzard and millions of us stop to tune our sets to Dallas to watch JR get shot. We try to solve the Rubik's Cube, our Atari games begin. The Rockford Files and MASH apart, Star Trek's ushered in. E.T. gives us the willies, and we cheer World Series Phillies. A buck a gallon buys our gas. The lost Titanic found at last. Techies line up at the store to own a Commodore 64. Apple hits stock exchange at $3 a share. For 50 cents, a first-class stamp sends letters anywhere. Mount St. Helen blows your top, much we love John Lennon's shot. ABBA, AC/DC, Pink Floyd, The Police, and Queen, along with Eric Clapton, helped to make our music scene. Yuppies replace hippies, the Berlin Wall comes down. Health and fitness clubs are footloose everywhere in town. Sally Ride goes into space. Diana weds the prince. Thriller airs on MTV. They've aired the rerun since. Ted Turner launches CNN to broadcast 24. And Exxon Valdez dumps oil on Alaska's shore. Every generation rhymes. Recalls us for a special time. Yes, we're sure we had it all, and then tomorrow came to call, and I'm home. I love this poem. I just think it encapsulates so much of what the 80s were, and just so many things, and talks about so many things, and it's almost like an entire verse for Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, which is one of my favorite songs, by the way. And it has so much in it. It's like almost hard to talk about. The television show, she talks about the rocker. She talks about the historical events. She talks about the, I mean, going to the game arcade versus sitting in front of your computer at home or and playing, you know, games like my kids do now, or my adult children used to. But they do play against people in a, you know, people that we're in a cold war against, or there are people that are actually in war against that are playing these games, but there's massive wars going on between them. That sometimes I don't comprehend that. Do you know your country's at a war and you're sitting here playing a game together? How is that possible? How can we not break that barrier? But, you know, it blows my mind or remembering.
It's true that the fighter pilots of the 90s to 2000s were the greatest. Was the Atari generation? They were eye thumb coordination perfect,
right,
because of those games they played. Yeah, so when they got their fighter pilots, they were second nature to them.
Right, it's just so insane to me. Pretty Bird, your thoughts on this one?
Yes.
Well, I liked it. It took me to all the things, because, you know, it's when you're young and all these things happen, they kind of mark your memories different than when you're older or when you're running around with a bunch of kids or all this stuff. When you're younger and you haven't fully embraced the 10,000 responsibilities of adulthood, it just hits your memory different. And so this took me to all the different things, all of it. And, of course, me and my brain, when at the end there, when she's like, yes, we were sure we had it all, my mind went full on Lady Liberty, raise your hand if you're sure, for those commercials for the aerosol armpit deodorants. And my mind just went there because, I, you know, it's the 80s and I am in the zone. But, yeah, there's so much of this. I love the Atari, and I loved, like, we had that first, like, crappy Nintendo where you had to blow in all the damn games that didn't work for nothing, and I could have played that all day long, but it was Pong, which was not Nintendo, that was what I kept myself busy with. There's something very soothing about that, and combat was, you know, like those little blip sounds. That was just very soothing to me. It, you know, we can't find that today with all the fancy, you know, realistic video games. But I really, really enjoyed that. But, yeah, there's so much of that. So much. Okay, when the Princess Di got married, I was home. I was sick. And it was, I also had gotten my first ever handwritten return from the only fan letter I ever wrote anybody. And do you guys remember, it was the last miniseries my family watched as a whole. It was V. Do you guys remember that? From, like, the early
days?
Yes,
I love that. Yes.
We didn't miss a single one, and there were no reruns back in the day. And when they turned that into a series, we watched that together, too. It was probably the last thing my family watched together as a series at all. But that was the biggest thing. Like, so my mom would take the phone off the hook in the bedroom so that we couldn't hear it do its beepy thing, and so nobody would bother us when we were watching this, because it was, like, silent. And so
that's one that eat rats, eat live rats.
They were, like, lizard people, like, in spaceships or those big old. It was fabulous. In seventh grade, I bought that book because, look, it's a book, and read the whole thing. And, but yeah, so this took me to all of those things. It says, you know, when Princess Di got married, I was home, wasn't supposed to be home, but I was sick, and I got mail that day, and it was from Brian from V, and I still have it to this day. Can't remember what the hell his real name is, but I still have it to this day. My first, I'm sure that somebody else wrote it, because I can't imagine, but he was new, and I wrote it right away. Because, you know, I was a super sleuth to find things in all the backs of the magazines for a fan club. And, and I ended up not writing a fan club. I wrote, I found the company that managed him and wrote them. I was 11? I was 11 and still would not go in a straight line to get information. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, so this poem took me somewhere. So, you know, that's got to count for something.
Yes. And Wayne.
this is simply amazing. I remember all those years. He did good at this point. He went down all the disasters that we had in 82, you know, like Mount St. Helens and Valdez, John Henney getting killed, and Sally Ride going to space and not coming back. There's a lot of disasters that fair too, which he brought to this poem. His poem is history in rhyme. It's a great. He did a great job of this in all aspects. I can all do is bow and say thank you. Great job.
And Hatter.
Yes.
Your
it was the poem. It was great. I'm wondering if they remembered all those things from memory, or did you go to a list? Because that was pretty good memory. I know Dr. Pond the Pinball. Yeah, JR, Pizza Hazard, Rubik's Cube. That's very good, right? Stuff like that takes time and thought. So, yeah, very good.
So, Pretty Bird. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Would you like to read Gress's poem since he is not here?
I could do that.
Okay, because I believe that is...
Go grab it.
And then your poem, if you brought us one.
I do not have one. I brought knowledge and memories.
That's perfect.
You're playing in the band.
She embodies the 80s.
Okay, Griff is on the board.
Okay.
This is A Beach Conversation Back in the Day by Agressman. Now, is it Agressman or Agressman? Because I never hear him say it.
Agressman.
Agressman. Okay. All right. By Griff. This is A Beach Conversation Back in the Day. That's a choice set of wheels you got there, man. Let's bounce to Cocoa Beach for a totally tubular time. The waves are rad, those sun decks are bad, and we'll take some Betty's and go to Ron John's first. Take a Coors beer ball to whet our thirst. Get me some Mr. Zog's Sex Wax for the boards. Crank up some Van Halen, rip up the chords. But you gotta promise not to spaz on the girls when they lather up with the Hawaiian Tropic. What you did last time was epic, though. When they were face down, straps undone, you dipped the ice water, and we saw the fun. I'll bring the skimboard, too, to glide the surf. Frisbees to throw, you still have the nerf? We'll have a gnarly time and commit no crime. What do you say? What, you have class today? I'm not a waste storage. You're just stuck in the mud. I just wish Greg could go. He's got killer bud. What's your damage? I've got you down. Let's go. Make a smile from your frown.
That's awesome.
Spoken like a true Floridian.
Oh.
So, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's like, go ahead. You say your thing. You read the poem. You go.
Well, you know, because I don't know how national all the local things here are. Ron John Surf Shop is this massive, massive thing in Cocoa Beach. It's huge, and people wear their clothes and stuff everywhere. And that's on the opposite side of the state from where I am now. But oh yeah, there's so much in this, and the Bettys, yeah, and all the little skater dudes, which because there were always skate Bettys, not just surf Bettys. And, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Spaz, I haven't heard that in the longest. This is just fabulous. And they saw the fun with the ice water. You know, yes, all the dang time on any beach, at least down here, that's, you know, you wait until whatever, there's condensation on the bottom of your cup, you know, from walking from wherever they sold them to where you were. And you would accidentally on purpose drip some stuff because the first instinct is to pop up and you see what you see. I mean, these kids are not stupid. I'm just saying. This also gives me a little Fast Times at Richmond High vibes with the, you know, what, you have class today? You know, I almost wish I could see Mr. Hand in here somewhere because that would have cracked me up completely. but wastoid. Geez, I have not heard these things in the longest. It was just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So absolutely fabulous.
I absolutely love this because, A, it absolutely reminds me of when I was in Hawaii in the early 80s, and this is the whole world back then. I don't know if it was, you know, I think it's epic to surfing, not so much Florida surfing, but the Bettys and the Sex Wax and Rajan and all of that. It was so, and the little skim boards that you just kind of ride just right along the beach. It was so gnarly, and, you know, I love wastoid. I'm not a wastoid, you know. Basically, you know, screw yourself. Just listening to surfers and, like, that surf language combined with that valley language. But, you know, surfers have a way cooler way of saying things versus that high pitch. Oh, my God. Like, totally. Like, let's go down.
Harley.
That, yeah, totally. Yeah, I need to buy a new pair of shoes because, you know, Daddy has the credit card. Like, I'm going to do it because, you know, Daddy's rich. And, of course, you know, like, really? Like, I'm not like, oh, like, I'm going to go do something and buy that because my jeans are already totally designer. Yeah, did you see her purse? Oh, my God. Yeah, like, I'd be walking around with something like that. No, 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 please. Totally harsh. Anyway, so as we go through this, this is surfer, and they're cooler, they're better, they're good-looking because, you know, they've got that wave in their hair, and it's all and tan, and, yeah. And the killer bod. Yeah. And it's just not, like, the way you say totally. It's, like, totally. Like, you have to have, like, that in your voice, like that face, your nose kind of goes up and your lip goes up, kind of like an Elvis thing. So it's, like, totally. And some people can just say totally, but it's totally. And you just have to have it. But this poem is epic. So thank you. And Rack, your thoughts.
Totally. Appreciated this. And, you know, Pretty Bird, when you mentioned Fast Times at Ridgemont High, you know, Sean Penn's character, he was a surfer dude, so that, I totally was with you when you said that, too. Mr. Han, do I show up at your house to waste your time? Yes, he does. I mean, you know, this was great. I really enjoyed it a lot, Chris. Totally brought me back to the 80s.
Absolutely. And Wayne dropped. So it's Hatter, your thoughts.
Gnarly waves and tasty beds, Mr. Han. My time is your time. So we spend it together.
Let's spend it together. Oh, my God.
Very good. I'll get back to meet you. Very good.
Yes. So that's been the roundhouse of the 1980s. And that plus ends our poems, which ends our night together, which nobody puts baby in the corner. We went through a lot of the trivia.
Oh, I missed the chunk. Okay. I was just wondering. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, we did go through all of the trivia. If you would like, we can go through all the trivia.
Of course.
I have no problem doing that. All right. Well, let's go through the trivia. We can do that. All right. Let me get to my trivia. Okay.
What are you talking about?
We went through. What is the name of the hunk on 16 Candles?
A hunk on what?
16 candles.
16 candles.
Oh, no.
A hunk?
Yeah,
yes.
He's the hunk of burning love. I don't think the boys are going to know this.
I don't think the boys are going to know that either. But that is Jake Ryan.
Okay.
Every girl to this day, I don't care how old we are, Jake Ryan is still the shit.
I would have said McLovin.
Meat Loving.
That's from the
80s. That's from the 80s.
She's on Joe and the Volcano, too.
McLovin.
No, it's Jack Ryan. Or Jake Ryan, sorry.
It's Jake, yes.
And he drove a red Porsche.
Yes, he
did. I think we need to get... Let's get down to more like... What cartoon gave us
Universal.
Four new characters from under... Yeah. Under the
what
sewers.
Cartoon?
Gave us four new characters under the sewers.
Ninja Turtles.
Yes. What are their names?
Donatello.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio. No, Donatello.
Yes.
Raphael.
Well, Scorpio is one of them.
Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Raphael. Donatello. Michelangelo. And,
yes.
And Scooter. I'm not gonna get the last one.
Michelangelo, Raphael. Leonardo.
You're
Leonardo.
And you got bonus because you got, like, Scooter and the Rat.
I don't know that his name was Scorpio. His,
I don't know
Shredder
if the
Rat
was Scorpio,
name.
But...
Shredder was his name.
Right.
His name was Shredder. And the rat's name was oh God.
No, that's not it.
No, you're right, it wasn't.
Okay, do you know their weapons?
Not in connection to each one of them, but you know, I could, you know, one had the bow staff, one had the psi swords. One had the, I guess he had the.
I mean, I could tell you.
But the Bell had crossbows.
No.
Leonardo had the twin katana. Raphael had the twin sai. Michelangelo had the nunchucks, and Donatello had the staff, the bow staff.
Oh, wow.
You're close. You're very close, Mademoiselle. You're very close.
Which one did I get wrong?
Hold on 1 second, and I will go to my board. Hold on.
Nunchucks.
Gotta get. Yeah, the nunchucks are not. They are not nunchucks.
The nunchaku, which are nunchucks.
They were nunchucks. She's right.
Bad luck. Are they nunchucks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess.
Bruce Lee made them famous. I promise you.
Okay.
He was the cool surfer one.
What was?
I know
the,
he was, but
what was the rat's name again?
Shredder.
No, Shredder. Shredder was the villain with the steel helmet. He wasn't. The rat wasn't Shredder.
Okay. Hold on.
Splinter.
Splinter, thank
Splinter.
You. It was Splinter, yes.
Well, that's
I
funny with this one, the Splinter, and that one shreds.
Splinter. Turtle power.
Turtle power.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
for the power of Grayskull.
Kills and Hatcha.
All right, so wait a minute. You did the research. What was the reporter's name?
April.
April, yeah.
Thank you, Sweetie.
Well, I knew that answer.
Well, I was going to wanted to mess with you because you said you were on call. So.
No, I know April Rain. What was April Wine's number one song?
Oh, April Wine. Afternoon Delight? Afternoon Delight?
No, just no, between you and me.
April Wine. Shoot. I'm not going to get it.
I didn't even know if I know that one.
I love that song.
I might if I heard it.
One hit wonder.
Yeah.
They didn't redo Venus. Go on, no.
So the Kersana Gamma, whatever, are nunchucks.
Yep.
The what?
Okay.
They play.
They. What did you call them? Never mind.
I just called
the chain sickle.
April Wine.
Yeah.
Just between you and me.
Yeah. They're called the chain sickle.
He did not come out with those until the most recent iteration. Through all of the original stuff and in the original movie, it was all nunchucks.
And the chain sickle
okay,
is called the Manrique.
You're welcome.
Because
they upped his nunchucks to fancy nunchucks with swords.
It's called the Manrique.
I said nunchucks and got yelled at. I said nunchucks and got yelled at, just so you know.
But from who? Yeah, no. Well, you're talking 1980s. They're talking, they're not as old as you. Us. we go
so
old
I was
school,
like, no, wait a minute.
So when you...
so I'm going to go back and yell at
somebody.
No, circa
mid-80s, and in the original form, it is full-on nunchucks.
Good. I'm going to go back and yell at somebody. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I love it when it gets to do that. Yes. You made me happy.
Glad to be of service.
And you could yell at them about the chain sickle, not what it's called.
Whatever.
It actually is. The Kisaragama is a chain sickle.
Anyway, that and what was the first Main Street mashup?
What was the Main Street mashup?
What?
Mainstream.
What was the mashup? Like song mashup.
The first.
Remember, we're in the 80s.
Give us a hint.
In the MTV era.
You're talking about Run DMC and Walk This Way?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was
Run
DMC and Aerosmith, yes. Before that, there was none. There was no cross-genre mix of music that ever hit the mainstream like that. That was awesome. It was like groundbreakingly awesome.
I loved the video where they were just standing there with their arms folded, just shaking their heads.
That is awesome. Yes.
So were the 80s like a kickback decade? More of a healing?
No, that the 70s
no, it was a wild.
Back, 80s was a little intense. They were like, it was the era of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, like full party, full, everything's bright neon and in your face. There was no, you could not be meek.
That was the 70s.
Look at me.
That was the 70s.
Well, jelly heels and shoulder pads.
That's right. Bloody women and everything you could think about.
And, you know, enough hairspray to make anybody smoking around you dangerous.
Yes. Everybody's hair was 10 feet tall.
Hey, that aqua
yes,
that
was
a flamethrower. Damn flamethrower,
yep.
Man.
I can still smell it to this day.
Aquanet.
They used to coat everything. I would only ever spray it in the bathroom. I would never spray my hair in my bedroom because it would get on everywhere. Wherever it landed, it made it textured. It was like cement. It was crazy.
It was fixative.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder if they kind of extrapolated those properties to make, you know, the spray adhesives we have today. Like, you know, this is pretty sticky. If we put actual glue in here, you know, I wonder how that'll work.
Oh, napalm. Napalm. Sticky.
It is sticky. And flammable, so, you know.
You never know.
The neon age.
The neon age of everything, the changing age, the wild age, whatever you could do.
Well, I think it's funny because you went from the freedom of the 70s to the craziness of the 80s, and then you get grunge and angsty and, you know, the youth hates the world in a very open, very I don't care what I look like kind of way, which was like just the antithesis of all the good things that we grew up in, which I found very odd with you know, their oversized plaid and greasy hair. I was like, your hair is like so flat, I can't even look at it. What do you do with that, you know? When you spend your youth, you know, taking longer to get ready than it takes to be out, you know? It's like, wow, they really gave no shits at that point. It was funny.
Yeah.
It's almost, I can hear the controversy. It's almost like once we switched into that era of the grunge and the no shits, they really gave, like, no shits about a lot of the music because the number of innovative and beautiful sounds that came out of the airwaves was diminished so greatly. Everything was like four power chords and a bunch of noise that it was a very different era musically when the 80s were so diverse and all the different things. In the top 40, you could hear, you know, full-on metal. You could hear, you know, easy listening. You can hear the bubblegum chewy pop. You can hear, you know, imports and occasionally full-on freestyle. And that's a lot of diversity. Or the, like, Islands in the Stream, a little bit of country in there as well. I mean, there hasn't been top 40s like that since that I can recall. They're usually pretty much, you know, a couple of things here, a couple of things there. And so I miss that kind of giant, diverse selection of music where in years to follow that or decades to follow, you know, you basically get three main factions of music that all sound exactly the same. I may feel
all right,
kind of way.
That's awesome. Well, I am going to go into what is coming up. So tomorrow night, 4/19, we have the Liquid Damage Lounge, open poetry with party jokes and off-color jokes and open poetry. On the 20th, we have open poetry with a little class and a little stash and Everything Smells Pretty with A.P. Taylor. That's 4/20 in Colorado. That marks a lot of smelly butt smoking
here in Colorado. That's 420 day. I think that's around the world, but I don't know. I know it's a special day here in Colorado. On 429 or 421, it's Sunday Night Murder and Mayhem with JCA. On 421, it is Deb's picture prompt with the color, it was all yellow, or 422, I'm sorry.
Is that Tuesday? Is that Tuesday?
That is Monday. Monday.
Monday.
Okay. 422. 423.
Let me
snoop. You're not on to this Tuesday, honey.
423, the last Tuesday of the month. It's supposed to be a holiday. Somebody's sleeping.
Oh, well, she's got the guy on there. That's not the last Tuesday.
I don't want to mute her.
Okay. So that's 423 is the Forgotten Realms with Sky in her series, the Cimarrons. Not the last Tuesday. That's Sky.
Okay.
424 is Anzac Day with A.P. Taylor, Remembrance of Soldiers in Australia. And 425, I have not even decided yet. So there we are up to next week, up to my show, which we'll let you know. I haven't been there, haven't thought about it. So there you go.
It's a mute Sky. Mute Sky.
Yeah. Yep. So that's the world of all poetry, Team of Voices land. So let Evie sleep. Shh, be quiet. Evie's sleeping. what else, Hatter? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just making sure Evie could sleep.
What?
You are on 426 in Strange World.
So that's a Friday, but the last Tuesday of the month should be a comedy on Tuesday. It's
okay, well, that's
that would
not
be the 30th.
That would be 4:30.
Okay. 4:30, okay.
4:30. Yeah. All right. So I, like I said, had taken a little bit of cold medicine, so I am going to say goodnight. I love you all. Thank you, everybody, for hitting up my show, the All 80s Challenge. Deborah Lee, Gressman, Lawrence, Jay, Hatter, Pretty Bird, Raconteur, Wayne Jett. Everybody loved talking about it. I had a lot of fun. I really did. Maybe we'll have to do the 90s here shortly because that's the other part. We'll even maybe do 90s because at the end we all thought we were going to blow up and die. So that's always fun. we'll look forward to another one. I think it's almost time to do some dark, disgusting, walk into the dark open poetry. So maybe next week we'll do some dark open poetry. What is that? Everybody online with that? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm always down with the darkness.
Yeah, let's do some dark open poetry next week. I think I haven't had anything, you know, creepy, crawly darkness hiding in the shadows. So maybe I'll throw that board up tomorrow and we'll do some dark open because we haven't had any in a while. I haven't done no creepy shadows crawling down your neck. So that sounds like fun. Let's do that. I agree, Evie. Let's do that. All right. So next week we'll be doing some dark stuff and we'll be having some fun. Talk to you later, guys.
All right.
Have a good night.
Good night. Love you.
All right.
Love ya. Bye. Rack, I love you.